Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. It's me, Jamie Jackson. I'm a comedian. You're listening to this podcast. I'm in a bad mood. I don't know whether I should record a podcast in a bad mood. Should you really record a podcast in a bad mood? You know when you're in a really bad mood and you lash out and you kick something and you shout things and then you calm down and later on you've got to go back and say to everyone, yeah, sorry about that, I was in a bad mood. And then everyone's just like, well, that guy's a bit of a fucking knob. Kind of what I did just now, actually, just shouting and kicked the side of my car. Like I'm a petulant child. But hey, these are the things that happen. Let me tell you why I'm in a bad mood. There's a combination of three things. Three. One is that the project I've been managing at work, I am a project manager, is basically now going to be late. And I guess you could blame myself. I guess I could blame myself. But it definitely is also some other people's fault. Oh, I'm stepping into a stream. Oh, there we go. Right. But as project manager, you feel like you've got to carry the can, even though the stakeholders on the project, who are now giving new requirements, going, oh, does he work like this? I thought, can we do these 12 extra days of development? It's like you have been in the process since the requirement stage and the discovery calls. And you were also in all of the calls when we were throughout the build stage. And now when you see it actually working, you're like, oh no, we didn't want this. Well, why didn't you ask for something different? You fucking fucks. Anyway, that's that first bit. The second bit is that in the gym today, I pulled my back doing squats, not even heavy squats. I was squatting 70 kilos, and that is just not heavy for a man, and it's not heavy for someone who's been going to the gym for years and years and years. And I think I'm just so frustrated because I've been going to the gym for so long. Look, already talking to you, I want to caveat all of this with, well, it doesn't really matter because as long as you're healthy, everything else you can do with yourself, every day's a blessing. You know, I'm in a bad mood, but not really. I'm happy just to exist and have my family and friends around me, etc. All of that's true, but just allow me to be in a bad mood for a minute. Just allow me to be frustrated at going to the gym for years, and still being skinny. I mean, years. And also, I post my workouts online, purely because people used to think I didn't work out, so that's often why I post them now. And I'll be doing things that other people don't do. I'll be working out more than them, I'll be taking it more seriously, lifting more than them, being more consistent, eating more, etc, etc. Still skinny, still really skinny. I remember my old boss saying to me, sooner or later you're going to realise that you haven't got a body shape to put on muscle. And I was like, fucking watch me, I love it, I love the fact that you're doubting me, watch me. But no, he was right though, wasn't he? He was right. Look at this podcast, right? 610 episodes. Did I say that's what we're on? And how many people listen to it? Fuck all. Fuck all. I tell you what, my life to a degree has just been an unbridled failure. It really has. I'm feeling sorry for myself. Can you tell? But I really. I mean, it has and it hasn't. But I just feel like trying to work out, and the third thing is I feel a bit ill. I've got this vertigo thing which is bothering me and won't go away. And anyway, so there's a trio of things making me feel pissed off, and I'm knackered after work. I've been worked so hard this week that I actually was asleep on my bed, weird place to sleep, but there you go. And I had to take the dogs for a walk, so then I was like, for fuck's sake, and I got big gig on Saturday, which is great, but also stressing me out. And I want to dedicate mental effort to that, to get my set straight in my head, because I have an ability to forget everything when I get on stage, which is now why I just take a book on stage. And I don't really give a fuck. People are like, I don't bring your notes on stage, I bring my notes on fucking stage. Fuck off. Fuck off, you fucking fuck. I'm really sorry. This podcast is just me swearing, isn't it? But, yeah. Let's just be honest. This is a no frills podcast. I just feel very frustrated today. I feel frustrated with my back. I feel frustrated with the lack of gym work. I feel frustrated with stuff going on at work. I think a lot of anger comes from feeling out of control. Do you know what I mean? You get angry or you cry. Women cry more than men, and men get more angry than they do cry than women. So I guess it's just expressed in different ways, but it's all a sense of loss of control, isn't it? And if you feel like you lost control, you get you have a lot of emotions come out, and I just feel like everything's spinning out of control, or any effort I make doesn't make any fucking difference ever. Fucking ever. Anyway, I've been thinking about getting a hair transplant because I hate the fact that I'm big spammy face spam, and I just think I may as well. I'm 45 years old, I'm at the age, just do it. What, I'm not going to get it when I'm 55, am I? Stop trying, in the words of Bill Bailey, stop trying to look fuckable when you're 55. Anyway, so that's it. Look, I'm really sorry. This has probably been deeply unpleasant to listen to, and it hasn't really hit me feel any better either. So it hasn't even been cathartic. So this podcast proving it's a complete and utter waste of time, as always. Add it to the catalogue, mate. See you on the next pod.